This is a mountain and sky meditation. So finding a spot where you can be undisturbed for the duration of this practice. You might want to close your eyes or leave your gaze unfocused. Sitting here in an upright position and yet comfortable, so finding a balance of sitting with dignity and at ease. Coming into this moment. Adjusting your posture if this is necessary. And taking your place here. So feel your body sitting here on a chair, a mat or a cushion. And being aware of the contact of your body with the ground, the feet on the ground, the contact of your hands with your body, maybe the contact of the body with the seat. Sensing this bodily awareness. Sensing your body sitting here in this moment. And focusing your attention on your breathing. Each in-breath and each out-breath. Feeling the breath in your body. And allowing the breath to flow naturally in its own rhythm, in its own pace. Finding your breath in the body where you feel it most. That might be in your belly, in the area of your chest, or at the nostrils. And feeling the constant changes of the body as you are breathing moment by moment. And using the stretches of silence to anchor yourself in your breathing. Should your mind wander off? Should you be distracted by thoughts, worries, daydreaming? Just bringing it gently back to the here and now, to your body breathing. And as you sit here, letting the image of a mountain form in your mind's eye, a majestic and beautiful mountain. That can be a mountain you know or that you imagine. How does your mountain look like? Perhaps it has a peak covered in snow, or trees reaching down to its base. Can you recognize meadows or a large plateau? Do some animals live around here? Birds, foxes, rabbits, mountain goats. Can you hear the sound of a spring or a waterfall cascading down the slopes? Or maybe you recognize a lake somewhere on the mountain. Looking at this mountain that takes its place in the landscape. Massive, solid, anchored in the earth, present. Observing this mountain from far away and then moving closer. Zooming in. And when you feel ready, seeing if you can become one with it, becoming a breathing mountain. Your head, the top of the mountain. Your shoulders and arms, the sides. Your buttocks, legs and feet, the solid base of the mountain. With each breath becoming a bit more a breathing mountain, centered and grounded, vital and alive. And as you're breathing here with a sense of being the mountain, taking this reflection a little further, being aware and sensing how day follows night and night follows day on the mountain. The bright warming sun is followed by the cool night sky full of stars. And a gradual dawning of a new day. And there are people coming to visit the mountain. Some of them like it a lot here. What a lovely mountain, they say. It's a really great place. We will certainly come back. But some others are very disappointed and they would say, it's really not what people said about this mountain. It's not such a nice place. We won't come back. But none of these comments matter to the mountain. The mountain remains the mountain. Untouched in its essence, in its stability, and beauty. It just sits firmly rooted in the earth. And you can observe the different seasons on the mountain. In summer, it can get very hot. The heat then dries out the grass, the earth, the surface. But the mountain itself doesn't get affected by the heat. It remains untouched in its beauty. In autumn, there can be a lot of wind, even heavy storms that destroy parts of the nature on the mountain. But the mountain doesn't get affected. It doesn't get blown away. It remains untouched in its unmovable strength. Winter can bring cold weather. Sometimes a thick layer of snow covers the ground. Animals look for a warm place to hide, but the mountain doesn't hide. It remains present in the landscape. In springtime, nature comes back to life. Everything is waking up. Animals become busy again. The mountain, though, remains untouched in its steadiness and stillness. Throughout the seasons, the mountain continues to sit, experiencing change in each moment. It remains unmoved by what is happening on its surface. And perhaps you can explore whether you can relate to the qualities of the mountain. The unmovable strength, the stability, and the stillness in the face of all that changes over hours, days, months, and years. And while you remain grounded with these qualities of the mountain, connecting more and more with the sky high above the mountain, with its openness and spaciousness. On the sky, clouds come and go, winds come and go. There might be a thunderstorm. There might be sunshine. And the sun constantly changes the colors of the sky. It goes from light pink to a deep blue. Sometimes there is soft light with yellow, red, purple colors. During the night, the moon is shining with its cold white light. Throughout all these changes of light and weather, the sky remains the sky, untouched in its essence. Seeing whether you can connect emotionally with the qualities of the sky, the qualities of awareness itself. Bright and vast, open and silent, bearing and embracing everything. Exploring to sit here with an open heart and an open mind, anchored in the stability and strength of the mountain. And if the image of the mountain and the sky touches you, their qualities might help you in your own daily life. Such as the mountain and the sky, we sometimes experience stormy weather in the outer world and inside ourselves. And sometimes we are on the sunny side of life. Sometimes there's praise, and sometimes there's criticism. We endure periods of light and joy, but also periods of darkness and pain. Seeing how the weather of your own life is constantly changing. Observing the emotions passing by. Holding all these changes in awareness. Giving space to what is here. Allowing and letting be. Experiencing it all these different changes. And reminding your body of the steadiness and stability of the mountain. Connecting yourself with the softness and the openness of the sky. And as we come to the end of this practice, coming out of the visualization and letting the image of the mountain drop to the background of your mind, coming back to the sense of your body sitting here, being in contact with the ground, feeling the feet, feeling the hands, feeling the contact points with the seat, the cushion or the mat. Awareness of the body sitting here. Awareness of the changes in the body from moment to moment. And then gently bringing this practice to a close. Slowly opening your eyes and listening to the sound of the bell as we close this meditation.